welcome back to the show on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Saskatchewan getting some nice mild weather over the next few days, which is great for the crop production show, which is firing up today in Saskatoon at Prairieland Park. It'll be happening over the next 3 days. In fact, the Green Zone will be doing their show live this afternoon from the crop production show. And then I'll take this show on the road tomorrow and Thursday. We will be down at the booth at the crop production show. So if you happen to be walking through the show tomorrow or Thursday, as always, I would love for you to pop by the booth, say hi, we can have a quick visit. I always enjoy the opportunity to be out of the studio and interact with people as we go through the show. So it's a regular show tomorrow, regular show on Thursday with lots of different topics, but we will be doing it live on location at the Crop Show, and I hope to see you down there for sure. Well, I'm looking forward to this conversation that we're about to have. A new major entertainment destination is taking shape at the Real District in Regina called Queen City Distillers, a multi-million dollar complex set to bring restaurants and bars and live music and a sports bar experience and more to the heart of the city. We have, how many times have we talked about Real over the last number of years? It's time to see some positive momentum for the Regina Exhibition Association. And when this announcement was made here in the last month or so, I thought, you know what, this could be a catalyst to getting us to where we need to be. I've been excited to find out more about this project, the timelines, the leadership team. That's who we've got joining us today in studio. In fact, I've got three great guests in studio today, starting with Matthew Semple, who is the Senior VP of Marketing at the Brandt Group of Companies. Matthew, thank you so much for being here today.
Good morning, Evan. Thanks for having us.
I've got Robert Walsh, who is Operations Manager and Master Brewmaster, joining me in studio. Robert, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Evan.
And
glad to be here.
Kieran Shrestha, who is Master Distiller. So very distinct jobs between, we have Master Brewmaster and Master Distiller. Kieran, thank you for being here today as well.
Good morning, Evan. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. So I'm going to start, Matthew, with you. Can you walk us through the vision for Queen City Distillers and really what it could do for the Real District in Regina?
Yeah, you bet, Evan. I mean, there's a lot of components to it, but I'll run through it relatively quickly here. As you know, we've talked before, we've inherited the old YQR liquor and YQR distilling operations that are directly adjacent to the Brandt Center. And our vision is to really turn that from, merely a distillery and a liquor store into something much bigger that creates great pregame and postgame and, event space, entertainment destination, around all the events that happen to take place at the Real District. So kind of all inclusive, it's about a 250 person sports bar, about a 250 person restaurant, 150 person speakeasy, a premium wine and spirits bar that'll hold about 50 people, kind of cocktail forward and unique wine forward. And then really the anchor of our facility, in addition to the distillery that's already there, will be a 1500 person live music venue where, we're looking forward to hosting anywhere from 120 to 150 events a year, ranging from live music to comedy, motivational speakers and you name it. We're really looking forward to bringing this all together. And really at the heartbeat of this is, between the Regina Pats organization, which we own, the Regina Red Sox organization that we own, tying, culinary arts fans together with music fans, with sports fans, and really giving something that Regina can gather at, connect in, and really be proud of is what we're shooting to build.
So, I think of Matthew about destinations. Like, for example, last year went to a couple of games in Edmonton when the Oilers were in their playoff run. And going to an event like that, you're right. It isn't just about going to the rink to watch the hockey game. It's the meal you have beforehand, the pub you go to after, those types of things. Was there an inspiration for you and the team at Brandt to bring this to the community?
I do think there's lots of good examples. I mean, it seems to be kind of the, you know, the modern approach to entertainment districts, especially centered around sporting venues like this. So I don't know if there's any one, but, you know, we've looked at what Chicago did with Wrigleyville. We look what Edmonton has done with their complex there. There's tons of very good examples of, you know, there's sports fans and there's people that just, you know, they want an experience and they want to have a great meal and they want to be part of the excitement, but maybe they're not passionate hockey fans or passionate baseball fans. So how do we create an experience that's, you know, good for those, no matter what their interest may be, is really what we're shooting for. And there's, you know, probably a dozen different examples I could point at, but we're trying to pick the best of the best and bring what's relevant for fans here in Regina and for residents here in Regina and bring something that's really special for them.
So I want to bring the other two guests into this conversation, because if you're putting together something like this, you need people with some expertise. And Kieran, maybe I'll start with you. Kieran Seresta, who is going to be master distiller in this entity, in this organization. Give us a rundown, just your background and what drew you to this opportunity.
Okay. Thank you very much, Evan. First of all, pronouncing my surname correctly. That's best. That's why. No, here actually, I have worked different world-renowned breweries and distilleries before coming here in Regina to join the Queen City Distillers. My background was chemical engineering. I did my master's in chemical engineering from McGill University, and I was working as a lead distiller in Sazerac Distillery Private Limited for 12 years. Before that, I was working for Carlsberg Breweries and San Miguel Breweries in Philippines. So 2008, I came here and did my master's, joined Sazerac. Now I'm here in the Regina because it feels like home, and I wanted to actually utilize all my experiences and expertise and build something exciting and appreciated by everybody.
Well, I mean, Kieran, this must be cool because you're going to be here through the build of this. So you'll be able to really, unlike stepping into a business that's already existing, you'll be able to leave your mark on this, I would suggest.
Exactly. That's what actually is exciting, because we are not just making alcohol over here, but we are crafting the experience. That's what actually really exciting me. Because Regina as a whole is a different. It's welcoming. The people itself is very genuine, hardworking, and full of character. And I really wanted those characters in my bottles, in the every drop and every sip of the alcohols that I produce.
We're talking about this major new entertainment destination taking shape in Regina in the real district called Queen City Distillers. Robert Walsh, I want to bring you on to this. You are now set up as operations manager, master brewmaster. Give us a sense of your history and what's landed you in this spot.
Thanks. I've moved here from Calgary, Alberta. I was working for a company there for 30 years for Brewster's Brewing Company. And before that, I actually worked at Whistler Brewing Company back in the late 80s, early 90s. I was a head brewer there. I was actually born in Regina here. I grew up in Saskatoon, and then I moved away. This is kind of something that's been close to my heart for me to move back, which is nice.
It's a pretty exciting thing.
Yeah, it is. Regina is a city of pride, you know, potential, a room to build something meaningful and grow the craft industry for me. This opportunity stood out due to Sean Semple's vision and his passion for the project. He's proven what he believes in something. He will invest blood, sweat, and capital to succeed, which is quite unique. The entire Brandt Group for me is a testament that his relentless pursuit of building something amazing. And we want to be part of making that vision a reality. It's the vision that really got me to move here. Mm-hmm. And that's something I want to create with Kieran and myself. Something very special for Regina. Being in the breadbasket of Canada, I think I would like them, you know, be known as a place where you can actually We're a place where we've made incredible alcohol, spirits, and beer.
Mm-hmm. Robert Walsh, operations manager and master brewmaster at the new Queen City Distillers. I know that Queen City Distillers' ethos is based on distilling the prairie spirit. Can you help me understand, Robert, what that means and how that will impact what you offer?
Prairie spirit to me is, you know, it's something that's very unique. It's about community. We want to build something that takes time. It's not rushed. You know, for quality, it takes one step. It's just not one decision. It's hundreds of decisions that need to be made right. Consistency is what turns a good bottle into a trusted name. Mm-hmm. We're not just making alcohol. It's well-crafted and experienced. It's all about the spirit of what we're doing. We want to bring out the spirit of Saskatchewan, Regina, into the products that we are making.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, did you want to jump in there?
Yeah, maybe what I just add to that, Evan, is, I mean, as somebody's born and raised in Regina, as many of your listeners are, I know, we're warm people who grew up in a harsh environment, you know, and I think, you know, you personify that.
You should put that on a t-shirt. I like that. Warm people that grew up in a harsh environment. I like it.
And the way we want to look at it, Evan, is our spirits, our beer, our entertainment, it should be similar, right? That our warm personalities, the warm people that live here, it's not by accident. You know, it's through having good values. You know, it's through having good process when we all landed here as immigrants and farmers and settlers. So trying to take that and really put that into a bottle. So, you know, when you take a sip of our vodka, you take a sip of our whiskey or take a sip of one of our RTDs or our beers that are to come. It feels like you're drinking your heritage. It feels like you're drinking something you can be proud of. Is really what our ultimate goal is.
Matthew Semple, Senior VP of Marketing for the Brandt Group of Companies. I had the opportunity to listen to your dad, Matthew, speak a few weeks back about the company and about, he talked a lot about your grandpa and the work that he did to build this and where it's come. It's a great Saskatchewan success story. It's a great Saskatchewan pride story that Brandt has built. And so I am excited about this new opportunity that you are bringing to the Real District. Can you give us a sense of a timeline? What can people expect? When will this open? Those types of things?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for the kind words there, Evan, first and foremost. In terms of our project's timeline, we're still pushing hard for a December 2026 opening. So we're, you know, in the process of getting Kieran and Robert planted in the distilling operations that are there so we can continue to enhance those. And in parallel, we've had our design teams through the Caffarelli's as well as design agency and brand developments. We've been busy refining floor plans, doing interior renderings. And I think over the coming weeks here, kind of the next 2 or 3 weeks, you should be able to see a few of those renderings we'll be teasing out, as well as some brand names for the different restaurants and venues that'll be in the building as well. So still pushing for a December opening, but lots of details to reveal between now and then, and looking forward to sharing with you and your listeners.
It's exciting stuff. I'm going to put you on the spot, Matthew. You mentioned the Pats and the Red Sox. Are we seeing a new rink anytime? Is the Brandt Center going to be built, building a new rink anytime soon?
I think soon's maybe a different definition for okay. Depending on who you ask, Evan. I think it's obviously on the horizon. We know the age of the Brandt Center, and it has a life, you know, a shelf life that needs to be respected. But I would say, you know, obviously not our decision to make, but one we have an invested interest in, and we're looking forward to getting an update there as well.
And then the other on the spot question is, you mentioned the Red Sox. I know that ball club has been advocating for a new ballpark for quite some time now. Is this build that you're doing on the Exhibition Association grounds include a ballpark?
Not in our current kind of designs that we're putting forward here, Evan. Obviously, they've publicly announced that the rail yards might be a destination for that. I think as far as we're concerned, we don't necessarily care where it goes. We just, you know, we look forward to bringing a new experience to Red Sox fans. And I think some of the experience we'll gain along the way at Queen City Distillers, like how to run a sports bar and make good food and make it quick, that'll all help with, you know, either stadium project down the road, should we have an opportunity to be a part of it. So we're looking forward to it no matter what, but, you know, just like everyone else, we're excited to hear what decisions are made.
This has been a great chat. We're over our time, but I'll thank you, Matthew, Robert, and Kieran, for giving us some time today. We will watch in anticipation of this Queen City Distillers taking shape in the city.
Awesome. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, we'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.